Holby City, starring Bob Barrett as Sasha, Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, and Guy Henry as Hanson. One of Those Days by Emma Godwin and Patrick Holmes. Previously...
Well, you may have heard that there was a suicide attempt.
The roof, I'm aware.
Don't you ever, ever, ever stop! You don't know me, get that? You never did, you never will. You know nothing about me!
Hey, if we're gonna do this, we better move fast.
I will not step inside that theater without Rick as my assistant.
Sorry, Malik.
Don't laugh at me.
Malik punches Dan, then glares at him threateningly. Now, Malik's crouching with his back to a parked car, bouncing a basketball off a wall. Dressed in shorts and a dark blue sports vest, he pauses to catch his breath, then gets up and dribbles the ball to a basketball hoop. He shoots, but misses, as Sasha arrives.
Nice try. You only just missed.
Story of my life at the moment.
Keep practicing. Be patient. You'll get there.
I wasn't talking about basketball.
Ah. Keeping you busy on Keller, are they?
The opposite. I spent more time in theatre during sixth form. So, how are they treating you in AU?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it was difficult at first, but once you get used to the high stakes, high energy tempo, it's challenging, exciting, right. New experiences each
Sounds
day.
Nice, yeah. Lovely. The ball?
Oh, right. Can I...
Sasha gestures to the hoop. Malik watches as he throws the ball. It goes straight in.
Fancy that. Have a nice day.
Later, things spill from his locker. He studies a whiteboard.
Mr. Jolly, Mr. Yedev, Mrs. Oliedi, Drysdale.
All right, Mr. Malik. Now that's what I'm talking about. Things are looking up. Whoa, 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 what are you doing?
Updating the board.
Yeah, I can see that. Why? What happened?
I don't know. Mr. Hanson just called to say it had been bumped. Something about a GSCT crossover.
What CT crossover?
Mr. Webster Bed 2.
Yeah, what about him?
He's got a ball that needs lancing. He's due in theatre this afternoon and...
Right.
Malik strides over to Mr. Webster.
Mr. Webster? I'm Mr. Malik. And that is Sam Boyle. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that is a sebaceous cyst, which needs to be lanced.
Mr. Malik.
How do I know this? 5 years of medical school, 2 years of foundation training, and several years as surgical registrar. All of which lead us to this point in time where, Lord of mercy, what is that? Oh, you're welcome.
He puts on a dressing.
He's all yours.
Sorry, Mr. Malik, but what was that?
My time and expertise being wasted?
You just lectured him on cysts.
Just provided him with some helpful background.
Mr. Webster has Gardner's syndrome.
Oh, so he knows all about sebaceous cysts.
Yeah, probably, seeing as he suffered with them his whole life.
Oops.
You'd have just taken some time to talk to him.
But my job is not to talk to patients. It's to fix them. Show me a surgeon who spends time getting to know their patients, and I'll show you an accident waiting to happen.
I'm going out the jump, regulation nose grab, rotating round, and this guy slides in from the right.
From the right.
Total wipeout, tailbone slammer.
Totally.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
None at all. But I did get the bit about where you banged your head.
All he told me was he had a bit of a tumble.
Mum.
Have you seen? It's the size of an egg.
When was that?
Yesterday. Snowboarding. The indoor run in Plymouth.
So why didn't you come in straight away?
It was just a bum.
Josh, Miss Cahill, this is senior staff, Nurse McKee. So, how do you feel now?
Bored, Josh. Look, last night I felt fine. Sore arm, sore shoulder, a few bumps and bruises, nothing I haven't had before.
But he felt a bit queasy this morning, and I thought, better safe than sorry, so I brought him in.
Well, your eye, verbal and motor responses are absolutely fine, but I just want to get some x-rays done, just to make sure, OK? Ali Neurops, please.
Louise.
Owly, sorry, how long is this going to take?
Oh, he'll be on his way soon enough.
Can you show Josh to bed 4, please? You just can't help yourself, can you? How long did that consult take?
Too long. There's nothing wrong with taking an interest in patients, Eddie. It's called the human touch.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with being efficient, Stasha. It's called being professional.
Sitting in a wheelchair, Malik tosses a scrunched-up piece of paper at an open waste bin, but misses. Rick picks it up.
A word in my office, please, Mr. Malik. Without the wheelchair.
Josh is using his phone.
You really should be in bed, you know. A bump? Possible concussion?
It's all right. Pretty sure there's nothing wrong with me.
Well, if you're looking to be discharged, I can't until I've seen the X-ray.
I was kind of wondering if maybe you could slow things down a bit, maybe till after lunch.
Somewhere you don't want to be?
English. My mum's got me a tutor because I'm rubbish. I only agreed to come down here because I haven't finished my essay.
You faked your symptoms to get out of doing homework.
Does this look fake to you? I might have exaggerated things a bit to my mum this morning.
What time's your English lesson?
This afternoon. Test of the D'Urbervilles. If I don't get this essay in, they won't enter me for my A-levels. Not that they're going to do me any good anyway.
Well, it's easy to say that now.
How much do you think this is worth?
It's a phone. I have absolutely no idea.
$3,000. How much did it cost me? Nothing. They're one of my sponsors.
What do they sponsor you to do?
Snowboarding.
Oh, so it's serious?
Yeah. To me and a few others.
But not your English teacher.
Nor my mum, if she finds out I'm failing. What do you say? Leave those X-rays in the system for a bit? Who's gonna know?
Oh, excuse me.
Got a split.
Eddie frowns.
I've had it with being blackballed in this department.
Blackballed?
I know I've got a reputation and I know I've done some things to earn it, but I'm also a damn good surgeon. Too good to be wasting my time cleaning pus out of boils.
Mr. Malik.
I know you told me to be patient, you told me my time would come. Well, trust me. I have been patient. I've been a good little Malik, keeping my head down and my mouth shut. And what's it got me? Nothing. I'm in the same place, doing the same thing.
For goodness sake, will you shut up? Sit down.
Malik does so.
Open that file and read.
Malik opens the file.
Who is Richard Slater?
One of my patients. Acute renal failure.
You'll need dialysis then.
Or a new kidney. And today's his lucky day because we found him an organ match. I was going to ask whether you wanted to assist.
Are you serious?
The question is, are you?
I'm not sure what you mean.
I heard about what happened with Mr. Webster.
The guy with the boil.
A patient with Gardner's syndrome. Yes, you drained a cyst, but it's not just about what we do. It's about how we do it.
Still got the job done, though.
But people don't just need our skill. They need our care. Theatre's booked for 3:30. Are you free?
Count on it.
Okay. I'll see you then.
Malik heads for the door.
Mr. Malik, don't let me down.
Trust me.
As Malik closes the door, Rick smiles to himself. Outside the office, Malik grins suddenly.
Aren't you a bit old for extreme sports?
We're in the midst of celebrity, apparently. Josh Cahill, snowboarding sensation, going to represent his country. He's a talented kid.
And a healthy one, too.
Shame.
What?
Oh, it's nothing. Right, I'll tell him, shall I?
To Josh.
Do you want the good news or the bad news? Your skull is either made of concrete or rubber.
So he's okay?
There's no fracture, no sign of concussion. So, yes, he's free to go.
Are you sure? It's just he hasn't eaten.
Because I'm not hungry.
You are always hungry. Look at him, he's really pale and he just told me he was feeling dizzy.
This dizziness isn't related to Tess of the D'Urbervilles, by any chance.
What?
Nothing. Mum, this is good news. Come on.
Eddie.
Josh.
Josh, it's okay.
Sorry.
Thomas Hardy has that effect on me, too.
Okay.
Look up. Yes. And up and across. Okay. A bump on the head can sometimes induce nausea. Right, can we organise a CT scan, please?
Yeah.
Now, Josh, earlier on you said your shoulder and your arm hurt. What about your neck and your back?
My back does a bit.
What's wrong?
We're just going to take a look at his back, just to be on the safe side.
Why?
It's a process of elimination at this stage. Best to play it safe.
His mum helps Josh back onto his bed as Sasha looks concerned. Malik brings a paper bag of donuts to Chantel at the Keller Nurses Station.
My treat.
Why?
Do I need a reason? So, I've discharged Mr. Watson in bed 6 and Mrs. Jackson in bed 8 requires hourly obs.
What's with the sudden outbreak of diligence? What has Mr. Griffin done to you?
He gave me an opportunity. Come on, follow me.
Kidney transplant?
Mm-hmm. It's my first time. I'm popping my cherry today and nothing's getting in the way of it.
You are busy today.
How do you mean?
You're in Theatre 2 with Mr. Griffin at 3:30 and with Mr. Clark at 4.
Who's Mr. Clark?
The bloke who operated on this afternoon.
What's this?
Bowel resection.
Yeah, I can see that. Who's this guy? I've never heard of him.
He's one of Mr. Hansen's list.
But I thought they all got bumped.
Local resection to remove bowel tumour. Nice and easy.
Mr. Hansen must have trusted you to do this one by yourself.
The AAU office.
Josh Cahill.
Yes.
Sasha looks at the scans.
Oh, poor kid.
It was a good catch. He could have walked out of here with just paracetamol.
Better page Mr. Hamilton. Josh will need an orthopaedic consult.
As you can see, he's feeling a lot better.
Just updating my status. 2 hours in hospital, I've already puked on myself.
We need to get you flat, Josh. OK.
All right.
And we're going to get some blocks that'll help to keep your neck and your back supported.
What's going on?
The initial examination of the CT scan shows a fracture to T10 vertebra. This is just precautionary at the moment to avoid any further damage. You've been walking around with a broken back, Josh.
The problem is the surgeon who was due to perform your procedure has been called away.
Sorry, remind me, who are you again?
My name is Mr. Malik. I'm the registrar here on Keller, and with Mr. Hansen gone, it's fallen to me.
Hang on a minute. This isn't a haircut, mate. I don't want any Tom, Dick or Harry opening me up.
You don't want anybody opening you up, full stop.
I'm here, aren't I?
Please, go on.
Unfortunately, I've already been double booked, so it's a case of working something out.
What do you mean?
Well, the way I see it, you have 2 options.
Good, I like options.
1, we postpone surgery, put you on Mr. Hansen's list next week.
That makes perfect sense.
What's option 2?
2, we find another surgeon to do the procedure.
Sod it! I mean, why don't you ask him? Hey, mate, you fancy a challenge?
The more times you have to dwell on this, the worse it's going to get.
This is different. They've moved the goalposts.
You leave it another week and you're going to be in an even worse state.
I'm not in a state.
You do seem a bit anxious, mate.
I'm not anxious.
What about option 3? You do Frank surgery and you drop the other one.
I'm afraid that's not possible.
Why not?
Mr. Malik, a word, please.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're listening to me now.
Can you believe that guy? What's this?
This is the 4th time that Mr. Clark has scheduled this procedure.
He's a yo-yo. Well, he's more than welcome to walk out of here today.
Don't you think you should try and find out why he keeps cancelling his operations?
That's his problem, not mine.
It's your name on the board.
Hansen. I bet he landed me with this guy deliberately.
Glad to be of assistance.
Thanks for doing this, Henrik. I do appreciate it.
Not at all. A hiatus hernia is not something to be taken lightly.
And you're doing the procedure yourself?
Wouldn't have it any other way. I understand there's a board meeting scheduled for later today.
Count yourself lucky, you'll be too busy to attend.
Terence?
I just thought I'd pop in, you know.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Terence. No flowers?
You remember Mr. Hansen, of course.
Oh, how could I forget? Lovely to see you again, Henrik.
Mrs. Cunningham?
Oh, so formal. Besides, I'm travelling incognito.
Yeah, we wouldn't want anyone to think that we were receiving any special attention.
Oh, but we are, Terence, with Henrik on board.
Yeah, Ella was very excited to know that you'd be leading the operation, so no pressure.
No, I have every confidence in him, which is why I've decided to have the procedure done laparoscopically.
Yeah, that's not a problem, is it, Henrik?
It's unorthodox, but it's not unheard of.
Well, I give your people on Darwin a chance to show you what they're made of.
Quite. Miss Shah will be with me. I'm certain she's up to the task.
Miss Shah? Oh, and there was I thinking it would be just the two of us.
Well, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the skill, professionalism and indeed discretion of our cardiothoracic registrars.
Oliver.
Is that paracetamol? Yes. I thought it was supposed to be a swift half.
I was thirsty.
Yeah, I noticed.
Work hard, play hard. Helps to keep my liver on its toes.
That's an interesting approach. It's painful, but it's interesting.
Partying again. Third time this week. Good night.
Yeah, you wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Really? Why?
Just dancing, women.
Whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Well, we did it on a school night, so what?
Yeah, I know, but you seem to be doing a lot of that.
What are you, my mother?
No, I've already got two kids, thanks. I don't need another one.
Miss Shaw, I have a sliding hiatus hernia patient that requires CT oversight. I wonder if you'd be interested in assisting me.
My workload's rather light at the moment.
I'll see you in the consult.
Do you need to talk?
Chop, chop.
Sahira watches as Greg pops a pill.
Henrik, you brought a chaperone, you cautious thing, you.
Hello, this is Miss Shaw.
Of course.
Miss Shaw's well-versed in laparoscopic techniques.
Bet she is. Well, there seems to be a divide. On the one hand, you've got the gung-ho brigade who'll do anything laparoscopically, and then there's the others who run a mile at the mention of the word.
Well, I'm not one of those.
Excellent.
However, a hiatus hernia isn't exactly the procedure I would have thought laparoscopic technique was designed for.
But it's feasible.
Good. Very much enjoyed your article in the BMJ last month.
Oh, you subscribe?
No. Doing some research.
Into?
You.
Well, there's no need to get into the robe just now. The operation won't be for some time yet.
I've put a lot of time and effort into this. I really don't want an 8-inch scar ruining the effect.
Right. Well, point made.
Ella's revealed her trim figure.
Well, that was fun.
Not the word I'd use.
Who is she?
A patient.
No, that was a sideshow, and I've got better things to do than play chaperone.
She's married to one of our trustees.
I don't care if she's the Queen of Sheba.
Our chairman, in fact.
That woman is married to Terence Cunningham.
Look, I know you shy away from hospital politics, or like to think that you do, but this really is a golden opportunity.
Yeah, and I have a list full of patients, real ones.
Then explain to them that the Director of Surgery has requested your help.
Henrik, I am not playing this game.
I beg your pardon?
You say jump, I say how high.
I'm giving you a chance to make an impression.
Well, maybe I don't need you to give me chances anymore. There are plenty of registrars who would kill to assist you in surgery.
I don't need other registrars. I need...
She holds his gaze.
Someone good.
Greg is just as good as I am, and he could do with a break.
I seem to remember my last experience with Mr. Douglas. It turned particularly ugly.
Well, he's been going through a tough time, and last week was particularly difficult.
Something I should know about?
My relationship with Greg is based on trust. Now, that may be an alien concept to you, but to me, it actually means something.
Malik's reading a book titled Handbook of Kidney Transplantation.
Mrs. Clark?
It's Lauren.
Can I help you?
No, you can help my husband.
Malik puts the book down. Frank's getting packed.
Looks like he's made his own mind up.
He doesn't know his own mind. Please. This is the fourth time he's been in to have this tumour removed, only to find some excuse. The only reason we're in here is because St. James's have refused treatment.
I'm not surprised. In and out of hospital, back and forth, he's what we call in the trade a yo-yo.
He's my husband, and he's the father of my child.
What's he scared of?
Anesthetic, needles, knives, machines that go beep. I don't know, because he won't talk to me about it. He won't talk to anybody.
Go stop him from packing.
What are you going to do?
Hurry things up.
Thank you.
Get the theatre manager on the phone. Time to call in a favour.
I don't understand. How can he have a broken back? He was walking fine.
Don't go into catastrophe mode, Mum.
It's natural to be upset. People hear the phrase broken back and it sounds like the end of the world. In reality, it's just not as simple as that.
Oh, it's fine. Just try to keep your arms as close to the side of your body as possible, okay?
Josh, I'm going to test the sensation in your limbs. Okay? You tell me what you feel. One, two, three.
Something sharp, left foot.
Great. One, two, three.
Sharp, right.
Perfect.
What does that mean?
There's no major damage to the spinal cord, which is very good news.
You can fix it.
Well, it's not really for me to say, Josh. But our orthopaedic consultant, Mr. Hamilton, is on his way.
Then he'll fix it?
Well, he'll decide the best course of action.
What does that mean?
It means there are two options, really. Surgery or the more conservative approach, which is allowing the break to heal by itself.
I know which one I want.
You're not in the best position to make that call.
I'm the one lying flat on my back staring at the ceiling, aren't I?
Sasha and Eddie share a look. Malik approaches Frank's bed.
Don't you look like the cat who got the cream?
Nope, but I'm the registrar who got the slot. After some delicate negotiation, some string pulling, the calling in of favours, I've managed to get your theatre slot moved up.
Meaning?
We can have your husband open and shut and back home in time for tea and biscuits. This is good news, Frank.
When?
When what?
When am I going under?
20 minutes.
That's too soon. I've got things I need to...
Oh, this isn't negotiable, Frank. This is a one-time offer, mate.
20 minutes ago, you couldn't wait to get rid of me.
I wasn't fully aware of your situation then.
What do you mean, my situation? What have you been saying?
Nothing I couldn't have found out by looking at your notes. Look, Frank, I really don't understand why you're so frightened of what is really quite a simple procedure. And to be honest, I don't really care. But your wife does, and my boss does. So I've gone to some great lengths to get you this theatre slot, so you better take it. Right. We're all good. Let's get prepping.
Who was that? It was her, wasn't it?
A lift opens. Following the group of patients and staff that emerge is a middle-aged woman with a walking stick.
Oh, you're all right there.
I'm looking for my boy.
OK. Paediatrics?
He's 43.
Right. What's his name?
Frank Clark.
Oh, OK. He's just over here. Let me help you.
I only carry it for protection.
Josh Cahill came third at the under-17s Europeans.
He's robbed.
I agree. Never trust the Swiss, I always say. Well, you've got full sensation in your limbs, which is marvellous.
Look, I'm not being funny, but I've been here for hours. Nobody's told me what's going on.
It's the nature of the game. We watch and we wait. Look, I've had a look at your scan, and it's a nice, clean break. It may very well heal by itself.
I don't want to play that game. I want an operation to fix it.
Well, that's also an option, but no surgeon is anywhere near as adept as Mother Nature.
What's Mother Nature's recovery time?
6 weeks to let the bone knit.
How long till I can board again?
6 months.
I don't have 6 months.
Look, we're putting the cart before the horse here. There are still tests to do. An MRI would be good.
He said an operation could fix it.
Did he now?
You promised. You said you wouldn't tell her this time.
He's my son. He needs me here.
What, so you can talk him out of treatment again?
Excuse me, what is going on here?
You wanted to know Frank's problem with hospitals? Well, she's right there.
Death trap in these places. MRSA, neglect, disease, not practice. Right, don't shoot the messenger.
You're not a messenger, you're a vulture.
Lauren.
No, I won't stay silent, not this time. She fills your head with this rubbish time after time. This is a hospital, they heal people.
Yeah, not all the time.
No, but most of the time.
His father was in here. He never came home.
That was 30 years ago!
OK, family reunion's over. Time to get Frank prepped for theatre.
Prepped? So soon?
Yes, Mum.
Frank.
Oh, here we go.
I've got one of my feelings.
Oh!
What was that?
Oh, nothing.
I knew this was going to happen. All this stress.
Is everything OK?
I'm fine.
What about the baby? I'm no obstetrician. But I think you're absolutely fine. I'll get Nurse Tate to get you checked out. OK? While we get Miss...
No, I'm not going anywhere. Not until I know my wife and child are OK.
As far as broken spines go, it couldn't be much better. No apparent nerve damage, clean fracture. It's only initial, but with the results of your Asia test, looks like 6 weeks bed rest, you sort things out fine.
Yeah, but Josh won't necessarily understand that.
No, he won't. Especially after being encouraged to take the surgical option.
I didn't encourage him.
Good. Because it's not your place.
He needed to hear something positive.
He needed to hear the truth.
And the truth is, there is a surgical option.
Well, and who's going to perform that? You? Look, I know where you're coming from, but kids like this, athletes, they think they're indestructible. Once I've got the MRI, I'll take another look and draw up a treatment plan.
Okay.
Dan goes.
Go on, say it. You're getting too involved.
You're getting too involved?
You weren't supposed to actually say it.
Sorry, Tim.
Is everything all right?
It's Josh. He's getting himself really wound up. I just wondered if you could have a chat with him.
Greg.
Ms. Shah is busy in Theatre 2. Ms. Naylor's on leave, so yes, it's just Mr. Douglas who's available.
Can I hear my name?
Laparoscopic hiatus hernia. Female patient. I need a registrar to assist.
Have you performed the procedure before, Mr. Douglas?
Not keyhole. Well, come prepared.
Good to see I'm second choice round here.
Actually, you're more like fifth.
What Mr. Hamilton is saying is right. At this stage, we don't have enough information to make a decision.
When will you get the information?
When we get the scan results.
Can you get Mike here?
No.
Who's Mike?
His coach.
Well, if it helps Josh...
No. I am not having your future dictated by some sporting fixture. Excuse me.
She's got a point.
I know. But so do I. I've been training for this for 8 years. I don't have anything else. Do you understand?
Josh, that's not true. You're young. You're still a kid.
Give me a hand.
Sasha holds Josh's hand.
You trained for around 8 years to be a surgeon, right? Well, just imagine that I squeezed and squeezed until every bone in your hand was broken, so you could never be a surgeon again. And you could never use it. How would that feel?
Malik's watching Frank with Lauren and his mother.
Something you want to tell me, Mr. Malik?
No. Why?
Would you mind explaining to me why you're down to do a bowel resection at 4 p.m.? When you're supposed to be assisting me on a kidney transplant.
Well, there's been a bit of a mix-up, but it's all sorted now. Almost.
Almost?
I've moved the resection up to 1:30. I'll be done and dusted well before scrubbing in on the transplant.
1:30? Shouldn't you be scrubbing up? It's already gone 1.
Well, there's been a couple of delays. Patients are a bit of a nightmare, to be honest, you know what I mean?
What did I tell you about blaming patients? Look... If it's a problem, I can always find someone else to assist.
No, it's no problem. It's all under control. I swear.
Rick leaves, and Malik goes to Lauren, who's now in her bed.
Is the baby's heartbeat okay?
She's fine. She's perfect.
You're telling me everything's okay?
Your wife's fine, everyone's fine, except for you. Let's roll.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's the rush? I'm not going anywhere.
No, but our theatre slot is.
Mum, what's the matter?
She's so beautiful. So tiny. I'm sorry. It's okay, Joyce. Everything's gonna be okay.
The smell is horrendous.
What smell?
Cabbage and disinfectant. Smells like decay. Death. Excuse me.
Joyce gets up from her chair quickly.
Come on. We gotta go.
Frank's wheeled on a trolley.
Look, can we just slow down a bit?
No, we're late.
I'm having trouble breathing.
Well, can't you just hold on? For a few minutes, I have you on oxygen on a ventilator.
Look, please just stop.
Better?
No.
Not me. I know you're feeling a bit rough, but it's probably just a panic attack. It's all in your head. Just through those doors is the theatre. Once inside, all this will be over within an hour. You never ever come back here again. God willing.
Frank nods.
Right.
Another patient's wheeled into theatre just as they get there.
No. You can't. That's our slot.
Sorry, we couldn't wait any longer.
Hansen steps calmly into Ella's side room.
Henrik, another protege.
Miss Shah was called away elsewhere. This is Mr. Douglas.
You can call me Greg.
Oh, with that accent, you can call me any time. Sligo.
Dublin.
Any Celt's a good Celt in my book.
A woman after my own heart.
Listen to us go on, it'll make Henrik jealous.
Oh, I don't mind, really.
You're feeling lost without your protege.
Shall we?
Greg smiles at Ella as he follows Hansen back out of the room. She grins as she watches him go. Malik and Elizabeth wheel Frank back to Keller Ward.
What happened?
We missed our slot. That's what happened.
No, you can't. You've got to go back. They can't do this.
They can and they have. There's nothing you or I and anyone else can do about it.
Mr. Malik.
Where's Mum? Oh, never mind. We can always try again at four.
What?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, I've had it. I've had it with you, your family, your panic attacks, and your general presence in this hospital.
Malik!
From the moment you came in here, you've been nothing but a pain in the backside. I've been over backwards for you, and for what? You want to wait until that tumor inside you grows to the size of a grapefruit and turn malignant? Well, be my guest. But I won't be allowing you to cost me the chance of doing some real surgery.
Malik finds Rick behind him.
Josh asked me for help, so I'm going to get a second opinion. That's all I'm going to do.
But you'll be undermining the orthopaedic consultant. Like him or not, Dan doesn't deserve that.
It's not about undermining him. It's about canvassing opinion. That's all.
Sasha, look. Are you sure you're not getting too involved in all of this? I mean, he's only going to be out of action for about 6 weeks. In a few years, he'll look back on this and think of how lucky he is.
I know.
And he's only 17. He's not really old enough or informed enough to make such big decisions.
He's more informed than you might think. And more determined. I just think he deserves to be heard.
No, of course he does. Just don't let him make up your mind for you.
We need to talk.
OK, we have a nice clear view. So, good friend of yours.
An acquaintance. The upper 2 centimetres of the great curve of the stomach has now been dissected.
An acquaintance. She certainly seems to want to get well acquainted with you.
Mr. Douglas, please.
Sorry.
Right. I can now see the anterior aspect. In future, I would appreciate it if you keep such speculations to yourself.
Mr. Griffin, I know you're angry.
I'm not angry. I don't even know where to start, so I won't. You can go.
Rick continues with paperwork.
Do you want me
to... I don't want you to do anything except leave my office.
What about a transplant?
What about it?
Do you still need... Am I still assisting you?
That depends.
On what?
This is a teaching hospital, Mr. Malik. It depends on what you think you need to learn. I believe you still have patience.
Rick returns to his work. Malik hesitates, standing in front of his desk, but then makes for the door, opens it, and walks out. Unknown to him, Rick is watching him go. Outside Rick's office, Malik walks through Keller Ward, solemnly eyeing the people he passes. Frank and Lauren, then Chantel with another patient. He walks up to the whiteboard and frowns at it as Elizabeth appears.
Frank's been given another slot. Transplants later. So I should be able to do both. How is Mr. Clark?
Worrying.
Tell him not to. We're going to do this today.
It's not the operation this time. It's his mother.
What about her?
She's gone missing.
We'll go look for her then.
Josh's scan.
I think Josh has had a back injury in the past.
What?
Well, there's a narrowing of the spinal canal suggests he may have slipped a disc. It became herniated. He didn't mention it in his history.
I suppose it goes with the territory.
Yeah, my point is it would make surgery a nightmare. What I don't get is how it's not affecting his sensation. He hasn't mentioned anything at all.
No, not at all.
And you did a full Asia test?
Of course.
Just curious, that's all. Boy and scan telling us two different things.
Or maybe Josh isn't telling us the whole story.
Oh.
Look, all I mean is that he's a teenage boy who is totally focused on his recovery.
But we need to find out more. I'll be back to do another Asia test.
In theatre.
I know I wasn't your first choice for this. I can understand why. Is that what's going on?
Have you ever heard of Diplocarpon rosea? It's a fungus, a blight that attacks roses. So you can spend years nurturing, caring for, protecting your rose bush. And then suddenly, one day, along comes Diplocarpon rosea, and soon enough, your rose wilts. It only takes one spore. Don't suppose you grow roses, do you, Mr. Douglas?
No.
I do. They're precious to me. You've got a bleed.
We're going to do the Asia tests again, OK? You know the score? Tell me what you can feel.
Dan trails a needle along the sole of Josh's right foot.
Mum. OK, on the foot?
He does the same with the left foot.
Mum, please.
Can't you feel anything?
It comes and goes. It'll come back.
How long have you been losing feeling?
It's not constant.
Josh, when did it start?
After the accident. It's on and off. The feeling will come back.
What does this mean?
We don't know yet. So they're not telling us. Does he realise he's made a bad situation worse?
He's a kid. He was scared. Surely you can understand that.
Of course I do. I mean, all patients lie. It's knowing when, where and why that helps us moving forward.
So what happens now?
We talk to him, tell him about the increased risks, and then we give him what he wanted all along. We operate.
Oh, Mr. Malik, I'm going to spend my break with my mum. And Mrs. Clark's in the relatives' room asleep.
Well, why didn't you wake her up?
Malik goes to the relatives' room and looks through the window in the door at Joyce sitting on a chair, eyes closed. He smiles, then opens the door.
Mrs. Clark? Mrs. Clark, your son's wondering where you are. Mrs. Clark?
Malik walks over to her.
Hey.
He feels for a pulse.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Give us some more fluids to get some blood, please.
BP's dropping.
Are you all right, Mr. Douglas?
Give me a minute.
More fluids, please. But if you're not all
I'm
right...
I'm trying to do this, just let me concentrate.
Right, that's it. Let's remove the instruments gently, please.
What are you doing?
Changing to open surgery.
She doesn't want that.
Well, otherwise she might die. Step aside, Mr. Douglas.
No.
Look, I know you're going through a difficult patch. It happens to us all, but this will be the moment to step aside. I can carry on from here.
Who told you that?
Mr. Douglas, last week you allowed your emotional baggage to spill over onto one of my wards. Swabs and suction.
I said, who told you that?
Your career's already on shaky ground. Insubordination will not help. Please leave the theatre, Mr. Douglas.
I don't have to ask.
Get me a knife, please.
Having stepped back out of the family room, Malik looks in at Joyce for a moment, then turns and paces slowly, thinking. Chantel brings a wheelchair.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for coming.
Are you absolutely sure she's dead? I'm just saying, given the circumstances and all.
I know I've made some mistakes, but I still know a dead body when I feel one.
I just want it on record. I don't think this is the best way of handling it. What about her dignity?
We just need to make sure we get her out of here as discreetly as possible. Just act normal. Oh, what's that?
I'm going to cover her with it.
The whole point of this exercise was to pretend that she's not dead.
Imagine what the average punter's going to feel if they see us carting off dead bodies from the relatives' room.
Imagine how Frank's going to feel.
He can't know.
What? It's his mother. We can't keep it a secret.
What did you say to him?
To whom?
Hanson, what did you say to him about me?
I didn't say anything.
You do not go discussing my personal life with anyone in this place, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But why was that snake making comments about me going through a difficult time?
I was talking to him about work. I was putting in a good word for you, that's all.
I don't believe you.
Greg, I was being a friend.
You were being a therapist. Listen, get this straight. I don't need your charity. And I certainly don't need to get caught in between you and Hanson and whatever messed up game you're playing. Keep your cod psychology to yourself.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You should probably go back into theatre.
What?
Hanson kicked me out. He needs you. I don't.
What happened?
Not sure. Heart attack, stroke. They'll do a post-mortem. I'm sorry.
She always did have to have the last word. Well, she's not messing things up for us this time.
Right. Well, obviously, we need to give Frank time to take in the news. Then we can reschedule his procedure.
No, that's not going to work.
Excuse me?
If he finds out what's happened, there's no way he'll ever have this operation.
You're not going to tell him that his mum just dropped dead?
Oh, I'm not talking about lying. Just delaying the news.
He's not due in theatre for another 2 hours, Lauren. Can you honestly pretend everything's okay till then?
I'm going to have to. We're all going to have to.
Look, Lauren, I really don't think I can allow...
My baby's just lost her grandmother. I will not lose her father as well.
I thought you said it was better to let nature take its course.
I'm afraid this has been taken out of nature's hands. The pressure building up on Josh's spine is only going to increase over time.
That's why he's been losing the feeling in his legs.
Is it... What are the risks?
Well, spinal stenosis essentially leaves us less room to work around the spinal cord. It makes it a more intricate procedure.
More dangerous, you mean?
Don't have any other option, do I?
I'm afraid not. Not anymore.
Well, what are we waiting for, then? Let's do it.
He's in safe hands.
On Keller, Malik watches Frank and Lauren at the far end of the ward. Chantelle walks up to the nurse's station holding patient notes and looking anxious.
Right?
Not really. It just feels wrong to lie.
Even if it's for a good reason.
I don't know. Is it a good reason?
Malik tries to have a quiet word with Rick, but he doesn't hear.
What have you said to my wife?
Excuse me?
Don't play games with me. She went off with that one and now she's all different.
Oh.
Nice, polite. First my mum goes missing and now this. What's going on around here?
Right, now, come on. Concentrate, everybody. Retractors. I said retractors. Pay attention, please. Good, thank you. Come on. Come on. Thank you. Focus. Ashar.
Is there anything I can do?
Your job. I need your help. Please.
Right. I'll scrub in.
Second retractor, please.
Thank you.
Josh is also in the theatre.
There's the fracture.
These fragments are growing in the canal.
Oh.
What?
There's a clot. It didn't show up on the scan. I have to deal with it quickly. If it's cutting off the blood supply to the nerves, we're in trouble.
Aside from the break, I must be bleeding from the lumbar artery.
Yep. Suction, please. Forceps.
Blood is sucked from an incision in Josh's back, and a small piece of body tissue is picked out with the forceps.
Saline, please.
Well done.
Joyce has been placed in a bed.
It doesn't seem real. It just doesn't feel real. She always said this would happen, the mad old bat. Turns out it did.
Frank nods as he steps back from the bed, and Malik covers Joyce.
If it's any consolation, she didn't suffer. She passed peacefully in her sleep. Frank? Frank!
He's gone, and Malik races off to find him. Through a window, he sees Frank jogging away past an ambulance, so dashes off to catch up.
Bonjour, please.
Dan carefully picks out another small red piece of body tissue from Josh. Standing opposite Sasha, he holds it up in the forceps for a brief examination.
One down?
No. I've got a bleed from the lumbar artery.
I don't see a thing.
Pax, keep it 100% oxygen.
It's not happening.
You're going to need platelets and FFP. How's it looking on the monitor?
Not great. Impaired nerve function.
More suction. He's getting ischemic. Damn it. Nerve function's still off.
So we take our time?
We can take all the time in the world. The damage has been done, it's been done. We've done what we can, Sasha.
Malik jogs out into the car park, deliberately into the path of Frank's red car, causing him to brake suddenly.
So that's it. You're running away.
Sorry, I just can't go through with it.
Fine. But I'm not explaining it to your family. Get back up there and do it yourself.
You think I'm an idiot?
Either that, or you don't understand what's going on inside you.
No, I understand. My oncologist said if the tumour went untreated, I might make it till Christmas.
So what? You happy to settle for that?
Yeah.
Malik's annoyance becomes surprise.
More suction.
I can see the bleed coming from...
Vascular adhesions, we're going to need...
Roberts, 3-0 Vicryl, please. BP's climbing. Well done, we're almost back on track. Diathermy, please. Thank you. Yeah, it's disappointing.
We need to separate it out.
And risk even more uncontrolled bleeding.
We could try a flexible bronchoscope.
That's ingenious. That's an elegant solution to a very inelegant problem.
Thank you.
Flexible bronchoscope, please. So nice to have you in here.
Try telling that to Miss Giles.
I don't know what you mean.
It seemed to me like she wanted your devoted attention. Don't tell me you didn't pick up on it.
Pick up on what?
She was flirting with you, Nick. You do know what flirting is, don't you?
I did wonder when she took her clothes off.
Sahira smiles.
My dad was 48 when he died.
Cancer.
No flies on you.
Look. You don't have to follow in his footsteps.
Went in for an operation. They said he'd be home in a fortnight. 2 weeks, he still wasn't home. Everything they did to him to make him better made him worse. It was like watching someone being tortured to death.
What about Laura? What about the child you're about to have?
I can't put through all that. I don't expect them to understand, but I know I'm sparing them from something worse. Can you understand that?
Honestly? No. It's one of the stupidest, most selfish things I've ever heard in my whole life.
You speak your mind, didn't you?
It's a gift.
What about your other surgery? The real one.
My career can wait. You can't.
Dan joined Sasha, Eddie, and Josh's mum in a side room.
There were some complications we hadn't foreseen.
Josh's spinal cord is badly damaged.
How badly?
We won't know until the swelling has gone down.
He won't be able to snowboard anymore.
Kate, Josh might not be able to walk anymore.
You told me it would be all right. Sorry.
Kate hurries from the room, leaving the others in a very despondent mood. Eddie turns to Sasha, who's hanging his head.
You okay?
No.
Well, you need to pull yourself together before Josh wakes up.
I don't mind talking to him by myself if you're not up to it, mate.
Maybe it'd be best coming from you, actually.
No. No, it'd be better coming from one of us. Thanks, anyway.
Okay, just give me a minute.
Dan steps out. Sasha rubs the back of his neck, almost in tears. Eddie studies his face and sees how upset he is.
I'll do it. Go. Go on, I'll take care of it.
Sasha steps around the foot of the bed to get to the door and touches Eddie's arm gratefully as he goes. She thinks long and hard. Later, she's in a side room at Josh's bedside with Kate, speaking to him. While Eddie discusses his injury with Josh, Sasha sits quietly in the ward, his eyes glistening slightly. Kate looks nervous, and her son becomes a little agitated as he's given the news. A tear trickles down Sasha's cheek. Frank's in theater.
I can see a bright light.
That'll be the theater lights. On the off chance you see any other kind of lights, from 10.
In the AAU office, Sasha makes a call on his mobile.
Chrissy? I'm calling, really. Just wanted to say hi.
He hangs up as Eddie comes in.
Thanks for doing that.
I didn't do it for you. I did it for Josh. And the last thing he needs is a doctor breaking down on him.
Oh, no, I could have handled things better.
Yeah, you really could have.
Does it come easy being so professional all the time?
No, it doesn't. Which is why you never get involved. Don't ever put me in that position again.
She walks out, leaving Sasha thinking with a frown. Malik looks through the window of Rick's door, watching him work for a moment, before knocking and opening the door.
Mr. Griffith. I know you're not interested, and you have no call to be, but I need to say this. I'm sorry. I let you down, the department down, and myself. Malik, well done on the resection.
Malik looks at him, then turns and closes the door. Malik walks away deep in thought. Hansen hums to himself casually as he strolls into his office. Terence is at the desk.
Ah, Henrik, we need to talk.
Yes, of course. Well, there are a few complications, and Mr. Douglas's behaviour will be dealt with, of course. But all in all, it was a big success. Unfortunately, we had to carry out an open procedure. This will mean a longer recovery period.
What are you talking about?
Your wife.
Oh, right. Right, we've been divorced for years.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about Ella. Anyway, the meeting today. It was a little bit more significant than we anticipated.
Right.
It's not official, but I thought I'd better give you the heads up. All cardiothoracic procedures are going to be transferred to St. James's within the next 6 weeks.
But the consultation period hasn't come to an end yet.
Not officially, but decisions have been made. Sir Fraser is pushing for trust status as soon as possible. And the closure of CT sends out a clear message that we are getting our finances under control.
It also means that we lose most of our talented surgeons.
Yeah, in one department, Henrik. Let's not get this out of perspective.
Yes, a department which has some of our very best.
I am just the messenger. I have absolutely no influence over these decisions.
Right. Yeah, of course. Diplocarpon rosea.
I beg your pardon?
Blight. I thought I'd dealt with an outbreak earlier, but it seems the infestation was larger than I thought.
Terence leaves Hansen to the single red rose on his desk with a bewildered expression. Hansen catches a smile from Sahira as she walks past, unaware of the conversation. In the car park.
Hey, you look terrible.
One of those days.
Tell me about it. The things are looking up.
Malik scores with his basketball, smiles, then walks off, dribbling the ball in the sunshine.